The Beachside Sweet Shop by Karen Clark and read by Emma Fenney for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. I've got a new product I think you'll be interested in. Go on, I said, swapping a jar of mint humbugs with a jar of strawberry sherbets. They're made of licorice, said Rob Hancock, my long-time supplier, fanning out a selection on the counter. I already stocked licorice all sorts, laces, wheels and toffees with licorice in the centre. I didn't even like the stuff. What are they? Rob shifted some phlegm in his throat. Willies, he announced, as proudly as if he'd invented the word. Oh, God. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see his excited face was redder than ever. As long as I'd known Rob, he'd looked on the verge of a heart attack. Whenever he dropped off a delivery, I tried to look away from his straining shirt buttons and sausage fingers, and to say not anything he could interpret as a come-on. He was old enough to be my father, and married with 5 children. Licorice-shaped willies, I added, for clarification, still switching jars around so I didn't have to look. That's right. He warmed to his theme, and I heard him rubbing his hands together. They'll go down a treat for hen parties, you mark my words. The ladies will go mad for them. I closed my eyes and rubbed my brow. Well, it's good to appeal to a broader market, he went on, perhaps misinterpreting my silence. And, he did a drum roll sound with his tongue, we've got some sticks of rock with rude words in the middle, he chortled. Teenage lads will love them. I'm sure their parents will too. I often had conversations with Rob that didn't make it out of my head. Not too rude, he added, preparing to be offended at the very suggestion. Nothing that would make your grandmother's eyes water. Nothing made my grandmother's eyes water, so that wasn't saying much. I resisted asking him which rude words he deemed suitable, but he was clearly keen to enlighten me. Just your regular bollocks, I get the picture, I cut in, turning to face him at last, hating how at home he'd made himself, leaning on the counter as if he owned it. And to keep the kiddies happy, we've developed a new sweet. Never let it be said that Rob wasn't innovative. Surprise me, I said. It's a chew with a fizzy centre that lasts all day. He paused for dramatic effect. I've called it the Fizzer. Original. I see, were the politest 2 words I could muster. The sun that had slanted through the window when I opened up, making the sea in the distance glitter and dance, had vanished behind thick clouds, and the stretch of pavement outside reflected the grey sky. For the millionth time, I wished I was somewhere else. New York, for instance, with Alex. Why hadn't I gone with him while I had the chance? Whatever he was doing now, I doubted it involved licorice willies. I thought they were usually chocolate, I said, wondering why I was bothering. Willies, I mean. But that's our USP. Rob pounced on my words like a rabid dog. Chocolate's what people expect, so why not ring the changes? Because people expect confectionery willies to be chocolate, I repeated. Ah, but they haven't tried my licorice ones. Dear God. So, what do you reckon, Marnie? He always stumbled over my name as though it had 24 syllables. He'd asked me what it meant once, dislodging a gingery strand of hair as he scratched his scalp. I've often wondered, but didn't like to ask Leonard. No, because it might have alerted Gramps to his lecherous tendencies. It means rejoice in Hebrew, and in Latin it's a variant of marina, meaning of the sea, I'd explained automatically. What, your mum thought you were a mermaid or something? It's from an Alfred Hitchcock film, actually. My mother was a fan, I'd said, stepping away from his garlic and beer breath. Which film? Marnie? His face had flushed magenta as though I tricked him. I don't want any licorice willies, I told him now, before he could launch into another sales.